You are tuned into 2SER 107.3. This is Final Draft. I am Andrew Popel. Now, it is a truth universally acknowledged that a novel in possession of a good plot must be in one of a second-rate adaptation. Or is it? It's a traumatic experience to see your favourite novel brought to the screen, even if Richard Armitage is dreamy. So 2SER movie man Kevin Suarez and I get together each month to interrogate the world of movie and TV adaptation and try to answer the question that, can the show ever be better than the book? We'll be exploring films, old and new, that have sprung from the fertile ground of literature. And look, the online world of streaming services has really changed the game for lovers of long-form storytelling. Where once a reader would complain that a movie butchered their favourite scenes for the sake of a 90-minute runtime, we now have expansive narratives unfolding over multiple episodes and with budgets that do service to the vision of the author. And so today we're asking the question, could the Netflix adaptation of Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency from Douglas Adams, at the inimitable Douglas Adams, possibly be better than the book? The story focuses on the titular Dirk working as a holistic detective, investigating crimes, sort of, based on the fundamental interconnectedness of all things. Kevin, I know that you're excited to be covering this one. What were your first impressions from book to screen?
My first impression was that Douglas Adams, in the spirit of everything that he's ever done, every adaptation he does is completely different to each other. So I knew that after I read the books and would be jumping over into the Netflix series, to expect something completely different to what I've been reading. And I feel that it has succeeded. It has continued in the spirit of what Adams would have wanted while creating a new story. Because I feel that this kind of adaptation, it's not really one that we see that often, isn't it?
It's an absolute furphy to even call this an adaptation. It takes the concept of Dirk Gently and the idea of holistic detecting and really blows it up. We've moved from England to America. We've substituted Richard for Todd. And it takes us much deeper into that world. So you've really enjoyed the adaptation. I've got to say, I really enjoyed the adaptation. It does different things. What would be your sort of big standout thing to talk about in the transition?
I feel that other than what you've mentioned, the character of Dirk Gently has changed quite a lot as well. Even though there are some hints in the Netflix series that this is set after the novels, the character of Dirk has changed so much in the transition, because he's sort of portrayed as like this schlubby middle-aged sort of guy when in the novels, but here he's portrayed by someone much younger and who's a bit more playing more to the eccentric strengths of many of the Douglas Adams stories.
So let's contextualize the character, because it's interesting the way you've described him. I'm not saying you're wrong, but if you really think about it, in the books, we meet with Richard. It's actually 100-plus pages in before we actually get to see Dirk face-to-face. But Richard and Dirk are contemporaries of Cambridge. And we know Richard's in his sort of mid-30s. So that would mean Dirk is as well. But he's portrayed as pudgy in a brown suit. He's sort of a gone-to-seed, hard-boiled detective. But realistically, he's probably a similar age to TV Dirk. But TV Dirk is wearing a funky yellow leather jacket and just kind of looks like a bit of a twink hipster. Are they the same person, or has the interconnectedness of the universe thrown us into a parallel dimension?
I suppose possibly one way you could look at it is that it's still the same Dirk, but that he's undergone like a significant character development since the first novel. Because in the first novel, he's portrayed more as like a con man who's just sort of trying to get his own way, but then he just sort of gets it really lucky sometimes in that some guesses that he make are completely correct. And for the first novel, I remember reading it and going, it's taken a while for him to actually join the main plot. Most of the story is based on Richard. Mm. And I don't think you would see that on the Netflix series where...
Interesting, though, because, I mean, a lot of descriptions I see have this as an Elijah Wood, who, of course, plays Todd, as an Elijah Wood vehicle. So it's kind of like the Todd character does have a major role to play, and Dirk is almost like... I guess there's a sidekick element to him.
Yeah, I guess perhaps they did keep that spirit where the main character, sort of like with Doctor Who, right? Where which was in actually the proto Dirk Gently, because several of the characters, including Richard from the novel and Professor Chronotis from the novel as well of Dirk Gently, both originated from a specific Doctor Who story that Douglas Adams wrote. So there's this spirit of like adaptation where it's Dirk Gently is adapted from something else, and then in turn this series has adapted from Dirk Gently, the original novels. And it's just fascinating to see this transition of different characters from Chris and Charda to Richard in the original novel to Todd here. And I do feel that the main like focus is on that sort of character and who accompanies Dirk Gently.
The one thing that the TV series does, and I think does fantastically, because this as a bit of a nerd is something that I enjoy, it fleshes out the universe. So Dirk as a holistic detective is but a small part of, I guess we come to learn, a series of entities for whom the notion of holistic and universality are very important. We're introduced to the side group Blackwing, who have some nefarious scheme. And we almost have this universe. So we do a lot of jumping around in space and time, which is really fantastic and adds this really quirky element to it. I loved that. And it very much modernizes and updates the story. Were you enjoying that element of it?
I did enjoy the different elements brought on by this TV adaptation. I did feel that in the books there were some bits. I know that everything was connected in the novels, but I don't feel that the novels really tied everything as well as I think Douglas Adams thought he did. For example, there's like this character who's a ghost in the novel, and he doesn't really connect to the main plot at all. But in the TV series, they introduce all of these disparate elements, such as Blackwing, and they play a significant role in the TV adaptation, which is what I think was an improvement over the novels.
So here's the thing, and I think this is the heart of it. One thing that the side sort of universe that the TV show creates is the really making the interconnectedness work, but it loses what I think you've hit on there, is that much of the book is Douglas Adams doing kind of observational satire humor. Much of the characters, the plot devices and the like are very much like a Terry Pratchett and elements of those sort of contemporaries, to take some aspect of society and kind of satire it, blow it up, make it so ridiculous that we can look at it and have fun with it, but still take it on board. The TV show loses that. The TV show doesn't have that. It doesn't have the amazing Douglas Adams writing it, I guess it's a part of it. So I think the TV show does something completely different for that lack of Douglas Adams and his very, very signature style.
I agree. Even though it does, I'd say on occasion, borrow from his style, I do feel like it does try its own thing, for better or for worse. For example, in the first season, I felt that the middle part of it got a bit too serious. It started dragging on a little bit too much. While in the second series of the TV show, it was a little bit more like the Adams-esque humor that we've known and loved. But I do agree that I feel that it's a bit of a shame that we unfortunately don't have Adams here working on the adaptation itself, because it could have ended up being so much different.
Now, one other really strange parallel that we have is there was the original Dirk Gently, there was The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul, and then there was always a third novel that was never finished before Douglas Adams' death. It was released,
Salmon of Doubt.
Released posthumously as this, you know, what there was of the Salmon of Doubt. And the TV series, we've got to enjoy. It's been cancelled. It's not being picked up as far as we know. So we kind of have, and it's very much signaled that there's at least a third series. So we kind of have that strange parallel. This is probably a good point to end on, the sadness that we may feel about not getting that third series. Kevin, I'm going to ask you, Douglas Adams, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, TV, is it thumbs up, thumbs down, or are we somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle, sort of leading, like sort of edging towards thumbs up.
I'm giving it a thumbs down as an adaptation because it sits by itself. It is very much an enjoyable series that might as well be called Svlad/Jelly's Holistic Detective Agency for all that it resembles Dirk Gently. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in. I am looking forward to the next film book that we interrogate in a month or so on Final Draft.
So am I.